today. We talk all things high school football with the program, as joined by the head football coach. His name's Derek Budke. Coach, we're about to start week two of the high school football season, but let's quickly look at week one. Kind of a tough one for you against a really good football team at Little River. What's your impressions on week one?
It was a tough night for us for sure. And, when I look back at the film and we kind of, triage the night, 6-0 after the first quarter. And, we were hanging in there defensively and, offensively, obviously, if you look at the stats, we had a little bit of a struggle that night. But, I think the story of the night is, some of our youth, as the game went on, our young guys were sped up a little bit, and our older guys were trying to do a little bit too much. And, in football, it's not like horseshoes, hand grenades, nuclear weapons. Close doesn't really get you much. And we were close on a lot of things, and that's kind of the story of the night. So, looking back at that week, it's pretty evident we're going to have to narrow the focus for some of these young guys and make sure that we drill down on what we can do, and we'll have a better idea what that is. And that's what you do every week, is try and get a little bit better at the things you're good at, and away we go.
Coach Budke, I think it's common in football for fans and people who follow the game to kind of overreact to week one and say, press the panic button and say, this team's not good, or this team's really great. But it's only one week. How do you approach this moving forward?
Well, we're not going to panic. What we're going to do is stick to our process. And I know that you can look at those things, and from the outside, it certainly looks fairly lopsided. But, we started 0-1 a year ago, and we had a really rough week three game a year ago. And, what we want to do is make our kids, understand how we could get better, help them get better. And, that's the process we're going to dig into. Winning and losing comes down to a lot of things, and we've got a lot to work on. So that's where our efforts are going to be, there's no real overreaction to it after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Adversity is just one of those things that you deal with in life, and we've faced harder times than this.
We are talking Chase County football with Coach Budke. Coach, one thing I do want to ask you, there were positives that came from last week's game. Can you talk about some things you liked, or some either positive players or positive things you saw?
Sure, yeah. So, I'll start with the first quarter defensive performance. We played really well defensively as a unit, so it was exciting to see, Carter Mann, a young guy, getting his first, start to play well. It was, Hudson Doty got his first start defensively. He played pretty well early. On the back end, we played well. So we did a lot of things defensively well in the first quarter. And it's not that we didn't do things well. It's just you got to do them consistently every down as the game goes on. And, that's the trouble with football is, if you miss, it's not like a lot of sports. It's 6 points on the board. So it looks a little more dramatic than it would if you gave up a layup. But, so lots of performances that were positive. One thing that, our nose guard tailback, I thought he really played well. Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, towards the end of the game. And that, that's just one more of those things that we'll have to deal with as the season goes on. But, Wyatt Griffin is a talented guy and did lots of great things on the football field, and has just got to let himself, relax and play when those young guys get sped up. He's got to be the calming metronome. So those are the things that, we'll talk about today. But, there's plenty of positives, going forward, you want to see more and more, improvement from those young guys, as the game goes on, and hanging in there and staying consistent.
All right, Coach, shift focus before I let you go. As on my schedule, I'm showing that you host Wichita Independent, if I'm not mistaken. What's the early thoughts on that matchup?
Well, actually, Wichita Independent canceled their schedule, so we picked up a matchup with Kiowa County. So we're going to play a neutral site game, which isn't ideal. But, you know, Kiowa County, which is out, that's Greensburg. If you look at them, they're 1-0. They we don't have a whole lot of history with them. They've got a fairly veteran team. You know, they've got, a big squad. You know, and they're coming off a win. So, you know, traditionally they've been a good track powerhouse. So we understand that, you know, they're a talented group. But, you know, it's always nice to be able to see somebody on film, you know, prior to playing them. So, you know, the early report on those guys is that they're 1-0, we're 0-1. We've got a lot of ground to gain, and that's our job to gain that ground this week.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time on this week's edition of Coach's Corner.
All right. I appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you. That is Derek Butke, the head football coach at Chase County. It has been brought to you this hour by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate and Auction, and Chase County Chamber of Commerce.